Are you too old to shovel snow?
Yes.
Yeah. You bet.
You have an answer even before we even give you the information.
I don't need the information. I can tell you. Yes.
Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie on your morning team show. Art in his home studio and studio here with Dave and Pat and Charlie.
That's why I have a snow blower.
I was going to say, you tractor and blow with the tractor.
That's right.
And of course, you have a little larger, and so I understand that.
Yeah.
You might be, I don't know, are you going to be challenged, you know, the system coming through, Pat? You're there in Gratiot County in Alma.
Yeah, I guess it always depends. I mean, it's not exactly sure. Terry Henney just told me in the hallway that he thinks that, I will get hit a little bit from these lake effect snows are hitting. Is that starting tonight or tomorrow?
Early tomorrow. Well, the warnings and advisories from the National Weather Service kick in fairly early tomorrow through Thursday morning. And the county, we know weather doesn't abide by counties.
No.
But, you know, there's got to be some kind of geographic designation. But, you know, right next door to your west in Mount Calm.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. Right.
So that's the last county right now in the advisory. But you can see how it can, you know, come in your area. Mount Calm is looking at, like, maybe 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah. He told me that I should expect some blizzard-like conditions in Alma.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with the wind whipping up and if there's snow around,
know.
I mean, some
reduced
visibility.
The further east, then, not as bad.
Yeah, because once it gets over here, we should be okay.
And that's sometimes what happens. I've always noticed through my 14 years of driving out here is those lake effect snows. I'll get it a little bit worse my way, and then the further I drive out east here, it's not that bad.
Well, you were telling me a story earlier when you used to work in Ionia.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, that was
you leave home okay.
Change. Well, that was always a big change. Yeah, I would leave. Sometimes there were a couple times I would leave work in the morning, drive down to Ionia from Alma, nothing in Alma, and get to Ionia, and there'd be 4 inches there. So yeah, they would get hit by some of that lake effect snow. So that was my little education into the west side of the state, the snow that they deal with.
So I was busy on a phone call. What is the age here we're supposed to stop shoveling snow?
I haven't gotten to that yet. I'm about to now.
All right. 21.
Well, I saw this in USA Today. Jay Cannon wrote in a column, and there's references here to a Dr. Barry Franklin, who is director of preventive cardiology and cardiac rehabilitation at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. Okay. And also a reference to Dr. Luke Laffin, a cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic. According to this, well, it does say in this article, thousands of people get injured, dozens die every year while taking care of the snow. And for those of a certain age or health status, experts say it might be best to leave the shoveling for someone else. For example, now I just saw this in USA Today today. They're referencing a peer-reviewed study published from 2010, 11 years ago, that apparently did a peer review of emergency room snow incidents from the years 1990 to 2006. That's 30 years ago. We don't have anything else since then.
Something more recent.
I don't want to discount the seriousness or sound flippant, because I know obviously it is a serious thing. For injuries, they talk about soft tissue injuries accounting for more than half of snow-related removal injuries and lower back injuries. And then it says here the 17-year study recorded 1,647 deaths, all which were cardiac-related. It sounds interesting. This is going to sound very uncaring. This is going to sound, I do care. We have listeners here who have had people who shovel snow and get hurt and injured. 1,600 deaths in 17 years.
Wow.
I'll take the odds and I'm going to shovel. And I don't mean that flippantly, but I look at, this goes back to, I take the risk and drive every day. Mm. I eat meat every day. Well, not every day, but you know what I'm saying, you know. Contrary to Betty White, I eat things that are green, and I'm still okay. Well, here's
but did she shovel?
And especially it says that the average, according to Dr. Franklin, you should stop shoveling is 45.
What?
That's what? Yes, 45.
All right.
Yes.
Woo-hoo, I made it. All right. Okay, I can stop. I'm calling my wife right now. That's it. Yeah. I'm done.
Dr. Luke.
I want to hear that conversation.
Dr. Laffin at least says 55 is the age.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to pace yourself?
Well, I think a lot of it goes deeper into the article where they talk about, again, that's the age, but they also talk about those of a certain age or health status.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, though, how many times do people, unfortunately, the deaths happen, people think that they're healthy. They don't know they have a health condition.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
And then they drop dead, and you find out, oh, there was an enlarged heart, or there was, you hear it tragically for young athletes, you know, a 17-year-old that drops. It's like, what's going on there? And then you found out there's this underlying health condition they never knew about.
Yeah.
Well, we all knew someone, Sam Merrill.
Well, that's there you go.
That's who popped into my head immediately. Well,
very sad. Yeah, that's why I don't want to, you know, everyone knows somebody, and that was a famous one, but Sam was in great health, and that was several years ago. And, you know, the shock and it shocked anyone. And they reference in this article, you know, if you have an at-risk health condition, high blood pressure, maybe you have a disease, a cardiovascular situation. Well, obviously, if you have that, you would think that you'd be one who wouldn't go out, even at 45 or 55 of these ages that are mentioned. But if you don't know it, I think I'm in pretty good health at 57. Now, I've already shoveled snow once this year, and I'll go out and do it again. You know, even if I got the sun to help me, well, you know.
And yeah, have the sun help. Have the sun do it.
And they and they say, well, I don't mind doing it because I get a good exercise, you know. It's get out there. I like to get out in the fresh air in the cold weather. It's a chore.
Yeah.
But it still feels okay.
I never get
my
the chance.
My sons are in their 50s. They're no help.
You say you never get the chance?
I never get the chance. Before I ever get home, my wife's been out there with a trusty snowblower, and she's got it all done.
No.
Well, but she's smart. She's using the snowblower.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We've got just a nice size that's convenient for, you know, easy to use. It's not a monster, but it moves the snow quite well.
Well, you know, for years I've been inviting Art over to my driveway.
With his tractor. With a plow or blower or plow, yeah.
Haven't made it yet.
Yeah. Haven't seen you appear yet.
Don't have a trailer for the tractor. That's the problem.
Oh, just drive it over. Clear the road while you're at it. I mean, you're not that far away. Yeah, take it for what it's worth. But this was in USA Today. I'll put a link up on our Morning Team page if you want to check it out. But 45, 55, or depending on your health.
Right.
Something you should always keep in mind.
Well, this segment has been brought to you by your local Toro or John Deere dealer. <That's right. laughs>